Well, another announcement today by President-elect Obama giving new life to the North American Union, a plan by business and political elites to tear down the trade barriers among the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and to create a NAFTA superhighway, all of which to be done without the approval of Congress or the American people. President-elect Obama named a diehard free trader and a NAFTA supporter to be his U.S. trade representative. Bill Tucker has our report.
Ron Kirk is President-elect Obama's pick to be his front man on trade. Kirk made his name in politics serving as mayor of Dallas, where he was known as a staunch supporter of free trade agreements, NAFTA in particular. He was a big proponent of a trade corridor from Mexico up through Texas, a road he once referred to as a NAFTA freeway. His nomination was welcomed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers. Advocates for a change in trade policy are not so happy.
There's clearly been a gap between President-elect Obama's pledges to the American public to truly transform our failed trade policy and some of the very important economic appointments he's made who represent people who helped implement or at least support the failed status quo.
Congressman Phil Hare, a Democrat from Obama's home state of Illinois, issued a statement expressing his disappointment, saying, quote, "I have concerns about Mayor Kirk's vocal support for NAFTA and unfair trade with China. Mayor Kirk previously has said he wants to make Dallas the capital city of NAFTA. But for every Dallas, there are dozens of Galesburgs, a place President-elect Obama knows well. Maytag, the appliance maker, was once the largest employer in Galesburg, Illinois, until it moved 1,600 jobs to Mexico. Critics say the appointment falls in line with others by Obama, and they don't like what they see.
If you look at President Obama's economic team, they have all been enthusiastic supporters of outsourcing-focused trade policy agreements that have exported not only good jobs from American shores, but high-value, technology-intensive production.
Our current trading policies have created a near $1 trillion deficit and have been blamed for the loss of millions of American jobs that have moved to low-wage countries.
Now, the apparent contradiction in Obama's words and actions has activists on another front worried. Last February, Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated. He also said the talks will be transparent. Those opposed to the North American Union say that now, whether he will or will not deliver on that promise becomes something they doubt, Lou.
Well, this is, this is early on. The president-elect is starting to look like, it's starting to look when it comes to trade. As Lori Wallach, the Public Citizen, pointed out, Global Trade Watch, I mean, the old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss when it comes to the issues of offshoring, free trade. This is troubling indeed.
It is. And all those people in the piece tonight, Lou, are people who are inclined to support him, who are people who want to be on his side, and they're reluctant in their sort of reservations about what he's doing with Kirk.
Well, it is an extraordinary appointment. But I'm sure that we'll find out some others were extraordinary, too, just as we have with previous presidencies. Thank you very much, Bill Tucker.